thought that I would tell you another little bedtime story. This actually happened just a little while ago. We went on the first date that we've been on in quite a while. So, I mean, we're both so busy that it's hard to find time for us time. So we had tickets to a dance performance that we go to every year. It's one of the things that we look forward to every year. We're both dancers, so obviously we're always happy to see other people dancing and kind of see what they're doing and just enjoy the art form. But the other thing too is that this company in particular is just so sexy. This performance features a lot of mostly nude people. doing very sexy things. And we always plan this one to be sort of like a big production, like we go out to dinner and then we go to the thing and then we come home and make love afterwards. This time, we both had to work that day. So while I'm at work, I'm usually listening to GWA, to be honest. So by the time I got home and he and I were getting ready to get going, I was already climbing the wall. I wanted him so badly, and he knew it. He actually he teased me with it because that's kind of what he does. He knows that I have a thing for, a nice clean shirt that's been rolled up and unbuttoned just a little bit. And he knows that I have a thing for, he has one particular pair of pants that are, there's just something about them that says, "Hi, I'm gonna be fucking you tonight." I don't know what it is. They're really sexy on his ass. But he intentionally wore those. And I have this teeny tiny black dress that is way too short to be actually worn as a dress. Usually I wear it with leggings or with, pants or something like that, and it's appropriate then, almost. It hugs every curve. It is deeper in the neckline than it necessarily needs to be. It is way higher on the hemline than it definitely should be. And it's just, when I slip it on, I feel like a goddess. So I put this dress on, this little teeny tiny minuscule black dress, and he actually got it into his head that he wanted to fuck with me a little bit, so he told me to take off my underwear. I had these little lacy black things on, which were, something that I don't go without underwear. But he told me to, so I took them off. I kind of expected him to, pin me against the wall and give me a quickie before we went out. But he wouldn't do it. He took those underwear and he stuffed them in my purse, and he told me that I could have them with me, but that I couldn't wear them. And I'd have them the whole night, but since I was his good girl, I wouldn't try and put them on. And when he starts playing those games with me, I just kind of lose my mind a little. So we went out. We had a lovely dinner. I had salad, he had steak. It was awesome. Very nice. A couple of drinks right around the location of the show. And we showed up for the show just in time for them to do curtains. And he led me into the theater. It's a teeny tiny intimate black box theater. And he sat me next to him, and as the lights dimmed, He put his hand between my knees and he pulled just a little bit to spread my legs. And now I'm paying attention to this show, but I'm not really paying attention to the show because I have his hands, long, thin fingers, just strong and persistent, inching up my thigh under my hem and just barely touching my pussy. And then, just one little touch and he pulled away. And I could see the corner of his mouth, in the darkened theater. I could see that this little satisfied upturn. And I knew that all he was doing was checking to make sure that I was still without them. That when I had gone to the ladies' room earlier to check my makeup, that I hadn't put them back on. And he had my legs spread in this theater, and if the lights had been on, everybody in the world would have seen. Because this skirt was so short. And it was just a little bit cool in the theater, so I could feel the breeze going up my skirt. And I was trying so hard to focus on these dancers because it's something that we do every year and we love it every single year. And we watched the entire performance. He would check every now and again, like at intermission. I went to the ladies' room and I actually considered putting them back on just because I didn't feel right about it. I mean, I was so turned on, but honestly, I was certain that everybody in that theater could tell how turned on I was by scent alone. And he, when we got back into the theater after intermission, he checked again, and then he dipped two fingers in just a little bit, and brought them up to his chin and scratched a little bit, like he was thinking about something. You know how some people, like, they'll rub their chin when they're thinking? But I knew he was just trying to get them closer to his face, to his nose, to his mouth. And then he did the thing that I knew he was gonna do that was going to just be. Oh gosh. He took those fingers and just dipped them into his mouth so that he could taste. And even above all the music, kind of under his breath, I could hear him give like this sort of satisfied, like almost like a purr. Oh, God. And that just, oh, I lost it. As soon as the show got out, I grabbed him by the hand and I stood up and I arranged my dress so that it covered everything. And, I had these knee-high leather boots that I had to sort of, get my bearings on because they're very high heels. I took him by the hand and, dashed out of there. And normally the dancers line up outside and you're expected to talk to them or whatever. I wasn't having any of it. That's not what I was in the mood for this time. So I dragged him back to the car. I had maybe had just a little bit to drink, so I was not going to be driving. Clearly he was. And I told him to take me home and fuck me because it's what I really needed more than anything. And you know what he did? He started the engine, and he told me to sit patiently. And then, as we pulled out of the parking lot, he told me to finger myself. He told me to fuck myself to orgasm, and that I had better do it in the next 5 minutes. Oh, you don't need to tell me twice. I was dipping fingers into my cunt. I was, swirling them around my clit. I was just fingers feverishly running over my hands or over my body. I had one hand down the top and squeezing my nipples and caressing my breasts and up around my neck and oh my God, it just felt amazing. And I had the other hand between my legs, just fingering myself, just getting closer and closer, and oh, it felt so amazing. And I definitely pushed myself way over the edge so loudly. Then when I kind of opened my eyes and gathered myself and thought about it for a minute, I realized that while he had directed me to get off, he was actually distracting me because we weren't home. He didn't want to take me home right away, and this was clearly not a hotel either. This was actually a strip club. So I asked him if I could please put my underwear on because I was really hesitant to go into a strip club without. And once again, he wouldn't let me. My goodness. So he got out of the car, he opened my door for me, and offered me a hand, and we walked into this club together. And it's one of my favorites, you know, this place. It's kind of a little hole in the wall, but it's clean. There's one pole and, you know, maybe 5 or 7 dancers this early in the night. But, you know, there's a few girls that are really talented, and the music's good, and the atmosphere is nice, and it's just one of our favorites. So he leads me in, pays a cover, and stops by the bar to grab us a drink. And then, drinks in hand, he takes me over to this little teeny tiny cocktail table with 2 chairs. They're like bucket chairs, right around it. And he sits me down, and we start watching the performances. And it's just beautiful woman after beautiful woman. But, oh god, there's one that's just, she's unbelievably beautiful. The DJ calls her Chance. And she is one of the most amazing dancers. She gets up on the stage when it's her turn, and she's got these intensely beautiful dark eyes, and she's just looking around the room, connecting with individuals, you know. She's got this flowing red hair that goes down to the small of her back, and it's curly, and it's just moves so beautifully when she moves, and she has these beautiful hips and teeny tiny waist, and oh god, some of the most beautiful, softest, roundest breasts that you've ever seen in your life. And she has tattoos. She has a tattoo that's up her side that's actually plumeria flowers, which is just so beautiful to me, with little butterflies landing on them and floating away. Oh. And when she dances, they dance too. You know, she climbs and twirls and falls down the pole, and her hair flies all over her, and it's just the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And about halfway through the dance, she actually looks me straight in the eye, and she stays there. Like, we connect. We stare into each other's eyes for a little bit, and she's gyrating her hips, and there's some guy that's stuffing dollar bills in her sides, like in her underwear, but she's, you know, not really paying attention to him. She's looking at me. And after the dance is over, she comes and sits down next to me so that it's me between her and my husband. And she says, "Okay, so whose idea was this?" And we both look at him because clearly this was his idea. And he offers to buy her a drink, and he asks her for 3 dances for me. And she asks me if that sounds like fun. And I say, well, yes, I want the 2, but I want the last one for him. I want him to have the last one. And we wait until the end of the song, and we're chattering back and forth and, you know, talking about, I ask her about her ink, she asks me about mine. You know, just kind of talking. And then she starts dancing. And, oh my god. She's pushing her soft flesh onto me, and she's rolling her hips, and she's looking at me with those eyes. Oh my goodness. And it's just amazing. And the first song passes without me even realizing what's happened. I'm just so lost in it. And once the second song starts, she actually takes my hands and puts them on her body. She puts them on her hips and then looks down at me and kisses me on the cheek. And she says, "You can touch." I don't get gropey. I just put my hands on her hips and leave them there because I just love the feel of her skin, like you would not believe. And she looks over at him, and she makes sure that he's paying attention, and she asks him if he likes watching her dancing on his wife. And he puts a hand in his lap and says, "Oh yes." And as that song ends, she kisses me on the cheek and says, "Thank you, sweetie." And then she goes over to him and she starts dancing on him. And my goodness, I have never seen anything sexier in my entire life. I love watching him with her in his lap, watching her roll her hips towards him, watching her hair tumble all over his chest. Watching him feel completely stuck, knowing that he can't do anything, even though he really wants to. Oh, it's just fucking incredible. Then the song ends, and she says, "Have a good night now." And she kind of makes eye motions towards the door because she knows what's going to happen. And he takes my hand and, kind of sorts himself out a little bit and then gets up and basically rushes for the door. Gets me in the car. And then we speed the rest of the way home. And thank God it's only a few minutes. Because he, as soon as he unlocks the door, he doesn't even let me get to the bed. He actually throws me on the couch and spreads my legs and just, oh God, the look on his face while he's watching me. He tells me to finger myself while he undoes his belt buckle and pulls his pants down, undoes his shirt. This is the quickest I've ever seen him strip in my entire life. Oh God. And I start to pull my boots off, and he puts a hand over my hand and stills it and says, "No, leave them on." Okay. And then he just leans over me, his skin on my skin, all of those muscles rippling, and he just, oh my God, he just drives into me. So slowly, so definitely, just, oh, it's amazing. And then he bottoms out in me, his pelvis against my pelvis, and all I feel is that place where he and I connect. And he kisses me so deeply. And he starts moving in and out slowly, and then faster still. And he positions himself upward a little bit so that he can grab my hips, and in his strong hands with those gorgeous long fingers, he digs his nails into my thighs, and I can feel that there's going to be little half moon marks where his nails were in the morning, and I cannot wait to feel those. to see them when I shower, to remind me of what happened tonight. And, he just starts thrusting in and out and pushing, oh my god. And I can feel him getting closer, and I'm getting closer too. And finally, I beg him to come, because all I really want is to feel him explode inside me. All I want is, oh god. All I want is his cum in me. Fuck. Oh, God. And finally, I can feel him slam his hips into me one last time, hard. And I feel the pulse as he unleashes in me. Oh, my God. Oh, and it's freaking amazing. Yeah. Oh. And then he collapses on top of me, and he caresses my face, and he tells me that he loves me for allowing him to do to me what he's done tonight. And he tells me I'm beautiful. And I just, oh god, I tell him how much I love him and how much I need him. And how I'll do anything to be his good girl. And then we fall asleep. On the couch that night, even. We didn't even make it to bed. Some clothes on, some clothes off. Cum dripping out of me. And coating us both and making a mess, and I'm loving everything about it. Oh my god, it's, oh. And then when we wake up the next morning, I look down at my thighs and I see those half moons, and I have to smile because I remember exactly what it was like.